Today's Shiur Masechet Temura, Daf Chav Ches. We will begin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah called Asur L'Gabim Mizbeach. Anything that may not be put on the Mizbeach, Asur Oysur M'Kol Shehim. And as the Echroinim help frame this Mishnah, our Mishnah is not speaking about something which is already Kodesh, because the Halach is something that's Kodesh and becomes disqualified, whether it has a Kedushas Mizbeach or whether it has Kedushas Damim, certainly does not become bottle. Our Mishnah is speaking about items that are Chulin. However, even though they're Chulin, they're, for whatever reason, as we're going to learn, disqualified to be put on the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even if they get intermingled with many times Heter, the same halacha will, the halacha is that they will not become bottle. Harveva, nirvar, animals that are sodomized, vamuksa is an animal that was designated for avodah zarah, vanevet is an animal that was actually worshipped, vesnan is an animal that was paid to a zayna, umechir is an animal that was exchanged with a dog, klayim, an animal which is a product of two animals mating, vatrefa. So the Mefarshim ask, it's actually Gemara Masechta Zvachim, that all these other animals that we learned, and we'll still speak about, you can't tell by looking at the animal that it has this defect. But an animal that's a trefa, you could tell has the defect. So why, if this animal gets mixed up with other animals, is there a problem? Just pull out the trefa. So Gemara Masechta Zvachim, as the Rishonim teach us, says that Agamar is either speaking about a Vlad Trefa, that the Aloch is that a Vlad Trefa is also considered a Trefa, and since it's also considered a Trefa, it has the din that doesn't become bottle, but it's not discernible. Another pshat that the Gemara suggests is that an animal that was clawed by a zev, by a wolf, is a trefa. An animal that was clawed by a thorn is not trefa, but it looks to the eye the same. So that's why this animal, which is a trefa, got mixed up with other animals that look the same, but aren't halachically the same. Other Rishonim suggest that the trefa that's spoken about here is in the kuvas haveshet. It has a hole in the veshet, but that hole closed up, and you can't tell that it once had a hole. While the animal is alive, it's a trefa. After it's dead, it's nevela, but it's not discernible. The Mefarshim also point out that when we learned Masechta Chulin, we learned that a trefa doesn't live for more than 12 months. So why don't we just wait for 12 months, and we'll see which animal dies, and that animal's a trefa. So Mefarshim answer, as we've discussed many times in our shiur, that even though the halacha is that a trefa in a chai, that doesn't mean that every trefa must die within 12 months. There are trefas that survive, and therefore its survival or its death are not really a full determination if it is or isn't a trefa. The yotzadayf, an animal that was born with cesarean, may not be brought as a carbon. So the Mishnah referred to a muksa and a nevad. Ask the Mishnah, Ezu muksa, what exactly is a muksa? Hamuksa lavoyz kechavim, anything that was designated for avoyz zara, hu osur, it is osur, umash olav, but what's left on it, mash olav, what's left on it, if there's any jewelry or an ornamentation on that animal, it's mutter, it may be used, veza nevad, what is considered worshipped, kol sha'ovdin osoy, anything that was actually worshipped, hu umash olav osur, not only is it osur, but whatever is on it is osur as well, as we'll see even for private use, v'zevzeh, but the animal is mutter b'achila. Amar, so the Mishnah began, that if these animals got mixed up, even with many other animals that are fine, oisim b'kol shein, it doesn't make a difference what the ratio is, they're all osur. The loibatla b'roiva, they don't become bottle and roiv. Says the Gemara, why don't they become bottle and roif? So Rishonim explain, either because it's a dovish shebeminyan, animals are accounted, are sold by the head, and a dovish of a minion doesn't become batel. Or, because as we've learned many times, there's a machlokes tanoim. What is a dovish of a minion? Some tanoim say, eshadarkim limnois, or kol shadarkim limnois. Some say that it has to be something that's usually sold by the head. Clearly animals fit that description. But some say it has to be animals that are always, something that's always sold by the head. Animals sometimes are sold by the herd, so therefore it wouldn't be considered a dovish of a minion. So that's why other rishonim say an animal is a dovish choshev, a significant thing, and a dovish choshev doesn't become bottle. Machloikis rishonim, this din, a dovish of a minion, of a dovish choshev, doesn't become bottle, is a dada din with the raisa, or dada din with the rabbanon. Most rishonim are of the opinion it's only a derabbanan. The mefarshim also ask, why don't we say that an animal is a barrier? And the halacha is that a barrier doesn't become bottle. So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz is when is something in the category of a barrier? Something's in the category of a barrier that we know normally to shear. What's the classical example of a barrier? The classical example of a barrier would be a worm. So how do we understand that? Normally the shear is always a kazayis. By a worm, it doesn't have to be kazayis. It could be a small worm. It's awesome. By an animal, the shear is a kazayis. So there we don't say barrier. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that a barrier is something that has that name throughout. A worm is called a worm while it's alive, and then it's called a worm while it's dead. An animal, a live animal and a dead animal don't have the same halachic name, and therefore an animal is not in the category of a barrier. But it is davar choshev, it is a davar shebaminyan, and therefore it's not batel b'roiv. Ask the Gemara, but this is a din that we've already learned. Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Vachim, kol hakotchim shnes avu b'chatas basis, if kotchim got mixed up amongst animals that are in the category of the karm chatas that are left to die. Or they got mixed up with animals that are shor haniskol. So says the Mishnah, afilu ech berbua, even if it's in a ratio of 1 to 10,000 yemusu. So before we go further, b'kashlon, my comer, doesn't make sense to Mishnah. You have 10,000 problematic animals and one good animal? Of course there's a problem. Of course they can't be used. Says the Mahach Tami, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Nis'av behen, you have many fine animals. And in this group of animals that are fine, an animal michatas amesis, an animal tzachatas amesa, or an animal that's a shor haniskel got mixed in, even if it's in a ratio of a filib ribua, 10,000 good animals, and one bad animal, one problematic animal, yudmusu. So this thing that we learned in our Mishnah is already taught to us in Masechta Zvachim, answers the Gemara, Istrich. Sakadatach mina hosam hudi suri hino. There we're speaking about animals that are osba no, a shor haniskel, or a chatas hamesa is osba no. Aval hocha de lavi sura no. For as the Mefarshim explained, and this was a very big part of today's shir, even our Mishnah speaking about a roiveya v'nirva, that the aloch is a roiveya v'nirva, is put to death, and is osba no, a shor haniskel is put to death, and is osba no. Our Mishnah is not speaking about a situation where the animal is going to be put to death. Because our Mishnah is speaking, and we'll explain this more later, where there was only an Eid Echad, or only the owners, who indicated that this animal, the Shara Nisko, or this animal's Revei Venerva, so it's not put to death, but it still may not be used. So again, answer the Gemara, Hasam Hudi Surah No, Aval Hocha, the Lavi Surah No, our Mishnah is not speaking about the Surah No, Eima, Levat Baruba, so, why we should say that it is bottle, because it isn't so seriously osur, kamash malon, that it doesn't become bottle. On the other hand, as the Gemara explains in Masechta Zvachim as well, why don't we just have our Mishnah, where it's not osur bahano, and it doesn't become bottle. So certainly in Masechta Zvachim, where it's osur bahano, it doesn't become bottle, answers the Gemara Masechta Zvachim. Our Mishnah, as we began this shir, is speaking about animals that you want to use for carbon. So animals that you want to use for carbon have to have a high level of Kedusha. There we're not talking about animals that you want to use for a carbon. So maybe it should have a different halacha. That's why we need both mishnayos. Ask the Gemara, but the case of Reveya Venerva, and as the Rishonim point out, it's not specifically Reveya Venerva. The Gemara mentions Reveya Venerva because that's the first case mentioned in our Mishnah. But those cases as well, Nami Tanina, is also a Mishnah Masechet Zvachim. Because the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim says, Nisarva Reveya Venerva, if an animal that is a Reveya or a Nerva got mixed up together with other animals that you want to use for a carbon, so says the Mishnah, Yirach Yistavu, so now we don't know which is the problematic animal and which is not. We have to leave all of those animals to become a Balmum, V'yimachru, and then they should be sold. Since we don't know which is the animal that was a carbon, we have to assume that the most expensive animal of this lot was that animal, and that's the value that we should bring a new animal for as a carbon. So this din is already stated also. The din of our Mishnah is already stated in the Masechet Zvachim in that Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Aleph. Why must it be repeated here? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Amrita L'shmatza Kamed Rav Simi Ba'ashi, Amar Leichada B'chulan, one Mishnah speaking about that the mixture happened while the animal were chulin, and then you were magdish it, and the halacha is that it's not bottle, the chada b'kotshim, and one is by kotshim. And the gemara, when the animal were already kotshim, that the mixture is also. And the gemara says why we need to have both situations. The yashminig b'kotshim, if we only had the halacha by kotshim, shouldn't be easy. An animal that's kotshim, that is mos, here, when the mixture took place, when there's still chulin, that's why we need to have our Mishnah. So ask the Gemara, Masechet Zvachim, if by chulin it doesn't become bottle, so by kachim it certainly doesn't become bottle, so you should just have our Mishnah, we won't need the Mishnah there. Answers the Gemara correct. If we know from our Mishnah that when they're chulin they don't become bottle, certainly when they're kachim they don't become bottle. The reason why we need the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim to teach us what we just learned, because what do we do? And what the Mishnah taught us, that we have to wait till they become Balmum, use the most expensive animal as your assumption that that's the Kachim animal, that is what that Mishnah is coming to teach us. But ask the Gemara further, we're saying that our Mishnah is coming to teach us that when they're Chulin and they got mixed up, it still doesn't become bottle. That we also learned in the Mishnah Masechet Avodah Zarah. Could the Mishnah Masechet Avodah Zarah says, Ve'ilu Asurin Ve'oisim B'kol Shein, that they become also in any ratio, Yayin Nesach, Avodah Zarah, Tzipar Mitzara, the birds that the Mitzara had to bring, one was sent away, one was killed. This is before the procedure of the Mitzara takes place. Iris Levuvin, which means that they used to open up an animal for Avodah Zarah by making a hole, and some say pulling out the heart, some say pulling out all of the internal organs. A machloikis, if the entire animal becomes usur, or only the hide of that animal becomes usur. Vesar nazir, the hair of a nazir, is usbana. Petachama, we know, is usbana. Bas b'cholov is usbana. Shar haniskal. Ve'egla arufa, if we find a corpse, we don't know who killed it. The chulin shenishkatu bazara, which chulin can't be brought there. The sa'a mishtaleich on Yom Kippur. The Rishonim explained that everybody agrees that the sa'a hamishtaleich prior to it being sent away is osu b'hano. There's a question if it's also osu b'hano after it's sent away. So we're not only speaking about kachim there, obviously. And aloch is harayel surin, the surin b'kol shehein. So why do we need both our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah? Answers the Gemara Tzrichi. The Ashmina Hasam, if we only had the Mishnah there, because we would say that Mishnah is speaking about Isura Hanoah. And that's why they become Asur. The Ashmina Hacha, but we have our Mishnah. The Gvayim the Mas, indeed these types of animals may not be used for a carbon. Avala Hedyet, but for a Hedyet the Mutter. Eimalav is surinah, so they're not a surinah, and levit le beruba, kamash malam. Ask the Gemara. V'roveya v'nirva menolan dasiri. And I repeat what we said a number of moments ago. The Gemara's question here is not about a case of a roveya v'nirva that there are edim. Because a roveya v'nirva that there are edim is mechuyim misa. And certainly it's also b'hanoah. And that's not a question. Here was, and can't certainly be used as a carbon. Here we're speaking about a roveya v'nirva that are only, we know so through the owner of one aid. How do we know that still such an animal may not be used as a carbon? The Tana Rabbanan answers the Gemara, because the pasuk uses the words min ha-behema, min ha-lahitzi roveya v'nirva, that even such an animal under those circumstances may not be used for carbon. Ask the Gemara, ask the Braisa, why do we need a pasuk to teach us this din? V'loy dinhu. Why can we learn it through a kavachomer? Uma ba'mum shleinus avda ba'avera. Nothing was done wrong with a ba'mum. The halacha is pasuk l'gav mizbeach may not be used as a carbon. So revei v'nirva shenevda ba'avera. Certainly, ain't a din shasun l'gav mizbeach. So mefarshim ask a question. That there's a rule throughout Shas, that of course we learn Kavachimers. But if as the result of the Kavachimer, you'll be left with a Kula, then you don't learn a Kavachimer. So here we're trying to learn a Kavachimer, that if a Balmum can't be used as a carbon, certainly this Revei of a Nerva that we're speaking about cannot be used as a carbon either. But let's think about it. So it's going to turn out that the Mizbeach doesn't get a carbon. So that's a kavachaymer that ends up with a kula. We don't learn such kavachaymers. Answer the mefarshim. If it would mean that no animal could be used as a carbon, indeed, that wouldn't be a legitimate kavachaymer. We're not eliminating all animals from being a kosher. We're eliminating this specific type of situation of a revei v'nirva. That doesn't mean that they're all possible. As says the Gemara, but we still can learn a kavachaymer. Why can't we learn the halacha from when somebody plowed with a shor and a chamor? When an aveira was done with them, and yet that animal could be used for mizbeach. So we see that the fact that an aveira was done is immaterial. So the Rishonim explain that when we say here that chayrish b'shav chamor, it's like nevda ben aveira. It means a shor and a chamor that there was a shor and a chamor that weren't kodesh, and you use them, and then you want to bring those animals for carbon, that the halacha is its mutter, even though they were used for an aveira. Although, however, the mefarshim say that if you used a shor and a chamor, why did the mefarshim explain the Gemara that way? For obvious reason. Because once the animal is kodesh, you're not allowed to work with it. But what is the halacha? Let's say you had an animal that was kodesh, that as we just said, you're not allowed to work with. But you did work with that animal. The halacha is that that animal doesn't become disqualified. So you see that aveira doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara. So again, chayush b'shav v'chamor yechiyach, shenes avda ben aveira, and aveira was done with them, and yot motel gabe mizbeach. So you can't bring a rife in shav v'chamor, because malachorit b'shav v'chamor shein chayov misa. There is no misa for that aveira. Time of berevei v'nirva shechayov misa. So as Mefarshim explained, the simple pshat is maybe shav v'chamor chayush b'shav v'chamor is not such a serious sin. What's the raya? There's no misa for that sin. Whereas revei v'nirva are a very serious sin. They carry with them a chayiv misa. That's why it has a different halacha. That's part of pshat in the Gemara. But another pshat that I saw is very different. The other pshat that I saw is that chayrish b'shar v'chamor is a whole different category of aveira than the category of rei v'nirva. A misa is a raya, that's a different type of an aveira. Says the Gemara, tomalach ma'ashevesa. Let's figure this out. Hareishnus avda ben aveira b'shnei edim. What would be if there would have been two edim? Indeed, it's chayiv misa, and therefore we can learn that that animal that was revei v'nirva apishnei edim is not chayiv, is not qualified for the mizbeach, because I can learn it with a kavachayim b'amum. However, when nevda ben al pi edachot, if there was only one ed, or al pi abalim, or where is owner, where there's no chiyuv misa. The whole basis of your Kal v'chomer is that it was nevda ben aveira, and it's a serious aveira because it's chayiv misa. But as I keep on saying, we're speaking about where is no chiyuv misa, because there's only one eid echad saying that this animal was a revei v'nivra. It's only the owner saying it. And therefore, the question is, we don't have a raya through a Kal v'chomer, because it's not an aveira that's chayiv misa. So Mefarshim discuss, why is the halacha, the Rishonim, why is the halacha, if we only know that this animal is a revei v'nivra, because his owner reported it, it's not chayiv misa. So Rashi explains, because there's a rule that we learned, moed b'knas. If somebody's moed to a knas, he's potter, and that's the case over here. Others explain, k'misas habalim kach misas ashar, the Gemara says in Masech the Sanhedrin. So just like the owner is only put to death based on the testimony of two Adim, so too is the halacha on animals. Another pshat is that ain adam made a mamona. You can't speak about yourself, and you can't speak about your animal, and therefore the testimony is not accepted. Amar Rav Shimon, ani don. But I could still make a Kal v'chomer. Rav Shimon isn't letting go. Why do we need a pasuk? Why can't we learn the following Kal v'chomer? Oma bamum. If by Bamum, two Adim don't make a difference because they didn't do anything wrong to become Bamum. Still, which means, if a Rav paskins by himself that this animal is a Bamum, it's possible for Akrova. That's one way of learning, even though he's an Eidechad. Another Pshat is that we learned the Gemara Masechta Bechairis, that if Yisrael comes and says that this Bechor that the Kohen has is a Balmum, and it wasn't committed by the Kohen making it a Balmum, he's believed, even though he's only one individual. That everybody agrees, as we said. Should at least accomplish Paslosim Akrova. Because a Balmum, when two Adim say something, it doesn't make a difference. It could still be eaten. Here, when two Adim say, everybody agrees it may not be eaten because it's going to get killed. It's also by no. Certainly one aid should pass it from Akrova. Tamalaymer, Menabahema, Lahoitzi, Raiva, Nirva. So right away, the Gemara is very troubled. It seems that Rav Shimon has set forth a very good Kal v'chomer. How we could understand that a Raiva, Nirva, even though it's only a Piyed Echad, even though it's only through the owner, still is Chayiv, can't be brought. But then the Gemara, but then the Braisa concludes, so I need a pasuk. But if I have a Kal v'chomer, I don't need the pasuk. Ask the Gemara v'has medina. We just gave a great Kal v'chomer. So we have a great Kal v'chomer to make the point. Why do I need a pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Amar Vashi, Bishum de ikla meimim ikka de dina pricha. Says Rav Ashi, this entire approach that we've been following, that we're trying to learn the halucha of Revei v'nirva from Balmum, is flawed. Because Mal Balmum, Shekem Mumanikar, it's something that we all can see. And that's why it's so disqualified. Taima Berveya Venirva, Shekem Mumanikar, you can't tell an animal went through this experience. And therefore we would think, Hoyo Ve'e Mumanikar, Yekoshlam is Bayach, Tamalayma Mina Behema, Lahitzi Roveya Venirva. So Al-Gamar is very clear that an animal that was revei v'nirva on ayidei two edim may not be eaten. We saw the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph because it's obligated to get killed. It's also b'hano. The question that the Paiskim discuss is what's the halacha b'zman hazeh? Even if we have two edim that the animal was a revei v'nirva, we don't kill animals. There's no bezdin that does it, not just not to human beings, but even to animals. So what would be its status? So the Paiskim indeed suggests that certainly an animal where our Adim was revei v'nirva should not use the skin, the hide of that animal to write on them Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzahs. There is a discussion if such an animal may be eaten because it's, the whole reason is because it's going to get killed. This animal is not going to get killed. The Braisa continues. The Torah HaKadoshah uses the words min habakar lahoitzi es haneved. That an animal was worshipped may not be used as a carbon. Ask the Gemara v'loy dinu. Why can't we use a following kal v'chomer? Uma esnanu mechir. The esnanu mechir, which we're going to speak about in the coming shiurim. Again, the esnan is the payment of a zoyna. The mechir is an animal that was used in exchange of a dog. Uma esnanu mechir. Shitzipuyim motor. Their ornamentation a maturin. Hein asurim. They themselves are osur nevad. That we learned in our Mishnah, shitzipuy of osur. And not only is the animal osur, but even its ornamentation is osur. Eino din shei osur. So why do I need a pasik? A chilif. Says the Gemara, because maybe we could say it the other way. Uma esna mechir shein asurim. Maybe we should learn that esna mechir are osur. Tzipuy meterim. Neved. Maybe the halacha is that it's mutter. Yitzipuy of mutter. Says the Gemara, that, and maybe the halacha is that a neved is mutter, and it's tzipuy is mutter, it's ornamentation. Says the Gemara, that's an untenable position. Because if you're going to say that, im kein bitat lo sachmet kesev azov aleim, v'lokach taloch, that you can't use their ornamentation, kesev azov aleim, the silver and gold that's on the animal. Says the Gemara, that isn't a problem. Ani akamena, I'll say that pasuk is speaking about b'dov shem beruchayim. Something that was used as an ornamentation for something that isn't alive. The ornamentation of a statue, the ornamentation of an idol is also. Ava b'dovashesh b'ruachayim, a living animal, maybe we can make an argument. Hey mutter, dea mutter, yochol yaitzipi mutter, and its ornamentation should be mutter. Tamaloymer, minabaka lahaitzis aneved, that you may not use it. Ask the Gemara, Maskler of Chananya, Tama the Mate Kra. Only because I have this Pasuk. Holoi Mate Kra. If I wouldn't have had this Pasuk, would I argue Tzipi Mutter? How could I ever argue that the ornamentation of an animal that was worshipped is Mutter? Fuksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Vavarta Meshmom? So we see that all of their ornamentation must be destroyed. And Kolosi Lishmom, anything that's part of them. Instead, that pasuk isn't necessarily speaking about ornamentation. That pasuk is teaching us a different din. That pasuk is coming to teach us that we have to give a derogatory name to Avodah Zarah. Lebeis Galya, they used to call their base Avodah Zarah a high home. Karnas Bekaya, we call it a small home. Pnei HaMoylech, they call it the face of the Moylech Avodah Zarah. We call it Pnei Kelev, the face of a dog. They called it Ein Koil, an eye that sees everything, Ein Koitz. Comes to teach us the Ein Koitz. So the Mefarshim, this halacha, that we have to treat Avodah Zarah in a derogatory manner, is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. But it's interesting, the Prisha quotes a Marshal, that says that this din only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That in Eretz Yisrael there's a special point of eradicating Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore specifically in Eretz Yisrael there's this din. So I saw that the Paiskim used this Mashal that the Prisha quotes, La'aloch L'maisa. There's a question which is already discussed by the Michsalazim. In Europe, this was very common. We find it nowadays as well. If you have a church that has on its steeple a watch, a clock, are you allowed to look at that clock to tell the time? Michs Lazar, Michs Yitzchak all say it's mutter. Why? Because they say the clock isn't there as part of the Avodah Zarah. The clock is there because they were typically tall buildings, so it's very easy to look at the clock on the tall building, but it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, and the Shas of Tshuvas Van Haggis, wants to draw a distinction between an Avodah Zarah in Chutz Laretz versus an Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. He says, if, as we just learned, that specifically in Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, there's a special rule to particularly eradicate it, So we have to be more careful to separate ourselves in any which way from Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael versus Avodah Zarah anywhere else. Ask the Gemara, Vepechana, maybe, so we've had two psukim. We had the Pasuk min Behema to eliminate Reveiv and Nirva, and we had the Pasuk min Abakar to eliminate Hanevad. But ask the Gemara, maybe we should learn the Pasuk just the opposite. Vepechana, maybe we should say min Behema lahaitzias Hanevad, that the first Pasuk comes to teach us that the animal that was worshipped may not be used for carbon, and min Abakar lahaitzias Reveiv and Nirva. And the Mefarshim asks, what do we accomplish with this? So Mefarshim answers, because it seems logically that Nevad, an animal that was worshipped for Avodah Zarah, is much more of an animal that's disqualified for carbon. So we're going to choose an animal not to speak, not to use for carbon. The first animal the Pasuk should speak about is a worshipped animal. Answer the Gemara, the reason the Braisa doesn't learn that way, because Hasa Minyana Dekra. We look at the context and the wording of the Pasuk, and that's how we fit it into what we're trying to do. Ksivagabi Behema, the Torah, when it speaks about an animal, says that was sodomized, that was part of a immoral act. Vishkit and Shrift of a Behemoth. We see the word Behemoth is used by immoral act, Moshumas. Gabi Bakr, and the word by Bakr is the word used when it speaks about Avodah Zarah. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, about the eagle, V'yamiras kvaydim b'savna shor eichel esef. So since the word bakar, tzoyin, is more applicable, and more, we find it used for Avodah Zarah, and the word behema, we find used for erva, for moral acts, so the Pasuk is explained that way. Says the Gemara further, minahatzoyin, the Pasuk continues saying the word minahatzoyin, lahaitzi, as Hamukza. That an animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah also may not be used as a carbon. So the Rishonim ask, if I have a Pasuk that teaches us that you can't use an animal that was just designated for Avodah Zarah for carbon, so certainly an animal that was Nevad, that was actually worshipped, can't be used. So why do I need a Pasuk both for Nevad and Muksa? So they say the obvious teretz. If I'm only going to have one Pasuk, we're going to say the Pasuk is teaching us the din of Hava Nevad, and we wouldn't know the din of a Muksa, only because there are two words. So I already know the Halacha of Nevad, and yet I have another word. What must be that other word coming to teach us? That not only is a Nevad Asur, but even a Muksa is Asur. Minatsoin, the Torah continues, Lahitzi is a Muksa. Then the Torah says, Minatsoin, the extra Vav, Lahitzi is a Negeach. That an animal that killed another animal by being a negeach is also usur for the mizbeach. Says Rav Shimon, im nem reveya lama nem negeach, vim nem negeach lama nem reveya. They're both animals that committed a sin. Why do we need both of these psukim? Answers Rav Shimon, lefishiyesh bereveya mashem benegeach. Each one of them has its own unique attributes. Lefishiyesh no bereveya mashem benegeach, yesh bereveya shereveya ois anus karotzen. It makes no difference. As long as the animal participated in such an act, it's considered a reveya. Mashen ke benegeach, an animal is only considered a negeach if on its own it went and gored. But let's say the animal was provoked, it's not considered a negeach. And on the other hand, yesh benegeach, a negeach has an attribute that a reveya doesn't have. Because there's a special rule that we learned in Parshas Mishpatim and discussed in Masecht Baba Kama, shenegeach mishalem sakayfer. Negeach pays a kofer. That means if an animal killed three times, the fourth time, the owner has to pay kofer. Machlokes im masechta baba kama, what does kofer mean? The main masik, the value of the masik, or the main nizik? Masha en kein, no reveya. There is no din of kofer by reveya. That's why hutruch lemei reveya. We need a pasuk to teach us the din of reveya. For hutruch lemei, negeach is a separate pasuk for negeach. Says the Gemara, v'hai tana, this Tana that we're now going to quote, Maisla Mahocha, learns the din from the following Braisa. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Hareveya v'nirva, an animal that's a Reveya or a Nirva, Harei heim kikotshim shekodem mum over lagdeisham. We learned in Masechta B'chayrus. The Mishnah spoke there about a situation where an animal is about mum before you were magdish it. That the halacha is that if it has a mum over before you were magdish it, the hegdish is a weak hegdish. However, v'tzrichim mum kavoy l'fdois alem. Just because it has this mum, we know, we discussed it in the previous year, you can't be poyed an animal that's about mum unless it has a mum kavua. Here too, an animal that's a reveya of a nirva, even though it can't be used as a carbon, in order to redeem it, if you were magdish it, you have to wait for it to become, to get about mum kavua. Shinema, ki mashchosam behem mumbam. Ask the Gemara, my Talmudah, it's a very difficult line of a braisa. First, the braisa tells us what is the din of an animal that's a revei v'nirva as far as their kedusha. And then the braisa quotes a pasuk which is not connected. Ki mashchosam behem mumbam. Ask the Gemara, my Talmudah, how do we put this all together? Answers the Gemara, this is the way to understand the braisa. Menayin sheni surim, how do we know that these types of animals may not be used as a carbon? Tamaloymer, kimashchasam baim mumba. V'tanik beir v'shmol, and v'shmol teach us, kol makom shenema hashchasa, wherever the Torah uses the words hashchasa, ein al dvar erva v'vodazara. It means either erva v'vodazara. How do we know? Dvar erva, from Apostle and Parashas Noach. Diksiv, kishchus kabasar. And we remember Rashi says that they all did erva. Avodazara, diksiv pentashchisun, vasisum chem pesel tmunus kol semel. Kol shem mum paisel. So any animal, which means any animal where mum is a problem, all animals mum is a problem. Dvar erva, similarly, this pasuk teaches us by connecting hashchosa to mum, that the same halach will be dvar erva. So Tanit Bar Shmuel learned from this pasuk that an animal that was a revei of a nirva, or an animal that was a nevad, or an animal that was a muktzah, are all disqualified for a carbon. But ask the Gemara, the previous Tana, the Tana that we spent a good part of today's shir explaining his opinion, learned these halachas of a revei of a nirva, nevad and muktzah, from the pasuk min abehemim and abokim and etzoyim. Ask the Gemara, what will the Tanit Bar Shmuel that learns these, the din of these types of animal, from the pasuk of kimashchasimbom, mumbom, do with that pasuk? Again, ask the Gemara, the Tanit Bar Shmuel, min abehemim and abokim and etzoyim, my darshba, what will he do with that pasuk? The Baile, he needs it to teach us prat l'chayla, an animal that's sick, zokin, old, umazun. And as we learned the Masech de Zvachim, we need a separate limit for each one of them, because Chayla is an abnormality that it got sick. Zokin is normal. Hopefully, you get old. On the other hand, Chayla is reversible. Sickness is not reversible. Mezuhim, the Gemara explains, is not really a disease. It just gives out a foul odor. So we would think it's not in the same category. That's why we need this Pasuk. Ask the Gemara. So now we understand what Rishmal does with this Pasuk. But ask the Gemara, the Tanakhama that Fkinu Lahani Kroi, but the Tanakhama that used the Pasuk Min Abayimim and Abakim and Atzoyim to teach us the Halacha of Reveya V'Nirva and Muksa Nevad. Ask the Gemara, this thing that Rabbi Shmuel learned from this Pasuk, Choy Lezokim Zom, Menolai, where would he know this Halacha from? Answers the Gemara, Nafgalei, Min Hatzoyim, Min Hakfosim, Min Izim. Those three words, Min Hatzoyim, Min Hakfosim, Min Izim, he, the Tanakhama, uses to teach us the din of Chayla Zoknim Zon. Ask the Gemara, but what would the Tanakh Rebbe Shmuel do with that Pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Ukra Dishtoy Hachi. He says the words Min Hatzoyim, Min Hakfosim, Min Izim are not to be considered superfluous. That's the way the Torah mentions these word, the pasuk, and they're not there for any drasha. So ask the Rishonim, if Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that when the Torah uses the words min, it's not here to teach us anything. And that's why when the Torah says min atzoy, min akfos, min izim, we're not going to use the min to teach us anything. So how does he use the pasuk min abahim, min abakum, min atzoy to teach us the din of chayil zaknim azum? So Rishonim answer. The pasuk min atzoy, min akfosim, Umanizim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is a pasuk that's needed. And therefore the word min is not here for drasha. But the pasuk menabokim menatsoim, menabahemim menabokim menatsoim, is an entirely superfluous pasuk. Because if I already have a pasuk, tsoim kvasim izim, so what I need menabahemim menabokim menatsoim. That's why the pasuk menabahemim menabokim menatsoim, he says, is a pasuk to teach us al limud, but the pasuk menabokim menatsoim, is a pasuk to teach us a limud, but the pasuk menatzoyim menakvasim menizim, which is needed for the basic meaning of the pasuk, we don't learn anything from the min.